Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again with a new show, folks, from the mothership, the Black Diamond mothership in the middle of the mitten, a green-soaked nutrient mitten. We've had tons of rain, Craig. I mean, it's been raining. Last week, I stopped by the studio on my way back from Roscommon Court.
Yep.
You said you were standing by Tammy and Steve-O, and Nikki was in studio,
yep,
that it is going to rain a river. You guys were right.
I have the ark already built, and I have 12 animals in it. I'm ready to go.
All my popsicle sticks that I was floating by the curb are now through Niagara Falls.
It is crazy.
Wow.
It's getting cold and it's going to snow. At least that's what it is doing here in Michigan. It could be doing something completely different wherever you are. But here in the middle of Michigan, it has become late fall, early winter.
We opened the show with Land of Confusion, Genesis. I'm not confused. You're not confused. But we both agree we wanted to open the show. We wanted to rock it. We wanted to sock it. We wanted to turn it and burn it with some classic rock. And we came up with the two of us at the same time said Phil Collins, Genesis, Land of Confusion.
Bam.
Land of Confusion. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. I don't remember the words.
I don't know the words. Hey, but a week from yesterday, I'll be shredding the gnar at the Iceman Cometh up in TC.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up. Oh, it's a big race.
Big shout out to all the volunteers in Kalkaska, Traverse City, Timber Ridge. Listen, that race, if you know nothing about mountain bike racing, you can still go out and have a great time at the Iceman. There is 10 to 15 to 20,000 people gathered at Timber Ridge as the race is going on.
I know.
And as we race and come to the finish line, it's almost as if you're in the Olympics. All of the people standing there with the big screen and your name, it's ridiculous. And then afterwards, a major, major party.
How long is that race? How long is the Iceman Cometh?
You know, they added a mile, they changed the start. It used to start in downtown Kalkaska. Now it's out over by the school area, by the courthouse
and
whatnot.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm going to say, I could be wrong, there's a lot of listeners from TC listening, everybody from Einstein Bikes and everyone up in Traverse City. I would say I'm going to go about 32 miles. Okay. I could be off a little bit.
Does that follow have anything to do with the Vasa Trails?
We go on
Trail. That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. I didn't know if it would start in the Vasa Trails or ended there.
The great thing about the Iceman, it showcases how beautiful Michigan is.
Oh, yeah.
And what a great job the people who live in that area and all the volunteers, that they really care about conservancy, about the outdoors, about just making sure. And here's the other thing. This era showcases all the restaurants, all the hotels, all the men and women,
yep,
and the cross-country ski. They do this huge Vasa cross-country ski. It's international out there. What a great time.
Oh, it is. And it's a beautiful area.
I can't wait.
Lived there for a while. It's an expensive place to live. I ain't going to lie to you, but it is a beautiful area.
Yeah, have to pay for view of the bay.
That's right.
My good buddy Lambo lives up in TC.
Does he?
Brian O'Boyle, one of my best friends, Townie, another SIGET fraternity brother of mine. Brian O'Boyle, we call him Townie. Great family, the O'Boyle family. Lambo, Paul Bonacini, Hube. You got a lot of great people up there. Hey, but look, we're a law show.
Really?
We have a lot of law to get to.
Oh, my God.
First off, I have a complaint.
As usual.
No, a major complaint.
Okay.
Hear me out on this one.
All right.
And by the way, I'm coming off a cold.
I noticed that. Yeah. Should we explain to people that's where you were last week?
Go ahead.
There you go. Todd had a cold.
Right.
So we did the best of Todd at 11.
But before I give my complaint, I'm at the point of my cold where I'm now telling people that it's allergies. Why does everybody say that? Oh, I'll go up to someone, Craig, and say, oh, do you have a cold? Stay away from me. And they'll say, no, it's allergies. So now, yes, I had a cold, but now I'm going to tell everybody that it's allergies. BS. Let me tell you something. People are hacking and coughing. That's not allergies. I mean, am I right? Do people always say that to you?
Oh, they do.
It's allergies.
It's allergies.
Oh, it's allergies.
Nobody's got allergies that much.
No. Who has allergies anymore? I used to have allergies as a kid.
People do have allergies. Don't get me wrong.
No, I had allergies as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But here's my complaint.
Okay.
Bananas.
Bananas?
I want to complain about bananas. I love bananas, potassium.
Remember that song about bananas?
I don't know.
Gwen Stefani song, B-A-N-A-S, bananas, that is bananas.
I remember Bananarama.
Yeah, Bananarama. Yeah,
great group. But here's my complaint. I love bananas.
Okay.
So I'm at the grocery store. We all purchase bananas. And I always look for green to yellow bananas. A little harder.
They're starting to ripen up and they'll be good.
I purchased a batch of bananas a couple days ago.
Okay.
From Kroger. I'm going to name it because I love Kroger. I love Rick's, love Kroger. I go, you know, Rick's and Kroger.
Do you hear about the Ricks and Interlochen?
Closing down.
I know. It's crazy.
Because it's a banana issue.
Is it a banana?
Yeah. So here's the deal with the bananas.
Okay.
Because I don't want to bore everybody and lose all the listeners. When I see these beautiful bananas, as soon as I take them home, as soon as I put them on a counter, I can walk into the back of my house, back to the front. They're already turning dark. I'm not even trying to be funny. There's something to that. What is it?
It's your house.
No.
It's something in
your
house.
Go buy some beautiful yellow green bananas. Take them home. I guarantee you, as soon as you get them home, they're turning on you.
I hate bananas.
I love bananas.
Oh, I can't stand bananas.
So that's my banana complaint right there.
Is your banana complaint?
Yeah, here's my, and we have a lot of law to get to here. I mean, a lot of law, but I want to add one more complaint.
Okay.
Why is it everybody texts all the time? We're always texting.
Because that's the new way to communicate.
No, that's not my complaint.
Okay, what's your complaint?
I have a number of close family members of mine who have to always be the last one to send a text. I'm already done texting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to text anymore. I don't want to have a long conversation. It's not necessary that this person has to always be sending the last text and then I have to text back and then it just never stops. There has to be something you go GTG, gotta go. They still don't understand that.
It's because some people have to get the last word and everything. Same thing with texting.
I'm over it.
Same thing.
Enough of that already.
I saw a story. 74% of people under the age of 30 would prefer to text than talk in real life, which is crazy.
You're losing communication skills.
It's crazy.
No, it's nuts.
Because people who text, some people are different in text than they are in real life. In text, they might have a great personality and be all worldly. Then you meet them and they're like boring
nothing.
And dull. Yeah, it's like, I'm like, who's the person I was texting?
You know what? I know some people like that.
I do too.
They text their emotions.
Yes.
Now, you know their voice, so you can hear their voice in your head, but then you meet them in person.
And nothing like that.
Nothing like
no,
that.
No, completely different. I hate that.
No,
I always try and text
nothing
the
there.
Same way I am in real life.
No, you are okay, when you text, I hear the inflection in your text.
Exactly.
I could text one of my children and we're having a discussion and they think I'm upset with them when I'm texting and we're just texting.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you upset with me, Dad?
I'm not upset.
I'm sending you smiley emojis.
That's what I always do. My daughter will always be like, you're mad at me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I sent a smiley face there. If I was mad at you, I wouldn't be sending a smiley face. That's how it works.
Always last texting.
Always.
We got the holidays coming. We got Christmas coming up. I'm a Christmas guy. I'm just going to say it right now.
Halloween.
I'm a Christmas guy.
I am too.
I've always said Merry Christmas.
My birthday.
We're not getting political here, but I grew up, it's Merry Christmas.
Now, I understand there are people who celebrate other holidays than Christmas, but I will say Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas.
No, I'm just saying Merry Christmas because it's the Christmas time of the year. It may not be other people's holidays. I'm just saying Christmas.
You can do that. You're allowed. This is a free country. You can do that. My birthday's 3 days before Christmas.
Happy birthday, by the way.
It's not yet, but it will be.
I have an issue, though.
What's your issue?
Well, one of my family members, again, back to the family. This isn't one of the elders in the family.
Okay.
She,
one of the Utes?
Over the years, as she's gotten into her 60s and in her late 70s, her purses have grown larger and larger.
That is a woman's
so
thing.
Now, if I go to dinner with this someone I love dearly, they say, how many people? I say three because we need a chair just for the purse.
Yeah.
I mean, this individual, yeah. I love you. I'm just going to say that straight out because this person listens to the show. I'm not going to say who it is. I mean, we're talking everything in there from not just the makeup, but there's things in there you just don't need.
A chair.
Laundry
TV,
detergent.
You know it.
What do you take? I mean, this purse.
Pot of coffee.
This is like you're going camping.
Uh-huh.
We need, how
exactly.
many? There's three of us because we need another chair for the purse.
So speaking of holidays.
Yeah.
What are you going for Halloween?
I might go for Halloween.
Dress on for Halloween? Halloween's like in 2 days.
I haven't thought about it.
Well, it's the Sunday before Halloween. Halloween's on Tuesday.
I don't know.
What are you going as?
Maybe I'll go as a radio personality.
No, you don't want to do that.
I don't know. I've even thought about Halloween.
Do you normally dress up for Halloween?
No.
No?
Nah, I haven't done, actually when I was a kid, growing up downstate, Berkeley High, class 83. No, I'm not going to Sol Goodman.
Go to Sol Goodman.
No, I'm not going to Sol Goodman.
Go to Sol Goodman.
Hold on. Let me tell you, I'm not going to Sol Goodman.
Go to Sol Goodman.
Not going to Sol Goodman. Okay. If I'm going as anybody, I'm going as a Big Lebowski. Because I can see that show over and over.
I can see that.
One of my favorite all-time movies. When I was a kid, I have to confess.
Okay.
We would go around the neighborhood, change our costumes. Because back then you had the mask. You would just slide over your face.
Yep.
Casper, whoever it was at the time. Frankenstein. I don't know. And then we'd go around twice. So we'd fill up our bags twice. Well, they weren't even bags. You know what they were? Pillowcases.
You deranged youth, you.
Wait, didn't you? Where I grew up, there were so many houses. House to house to house to house to house. You could do that.
Yep, you could.
Nobody knew who we were.
No. Our subdivision had three different sections to it that you could go around into. So we usually, by the time you got through all three of them, we're usually pretty ready to go. But happy Halloween. Halloween's coming up on Tuesday.
Speaking of Halloween, since we talked about bananas and how they turn as soon as you take them home, turn colors. Maybe I'll go as a banana.
There you go.
There's something original.
Remember that Family Guy episode with Brian the dog dressed up as a banana?
I love Family Guy.
He sings the peanut butter jelly song. It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at. There you go.
Love Family Guy.
He's trying to get Peter to be in a better mood.
Yeah.
He dresses up as a banana and sings the peanut butter jelly time song.
And guess what?
What?
If you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt. We're actually a law show coming to you each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on 985 UPS.
Rock 105 and Rock 95.5, Traverse City, Sheboygan.
Podcasting.
On iTunes and at Apple and at, what's that, SoundCloud and Podbean and Google Play.
I want to thank Matt. My buddy Matt from Bigby Coffee here in Mount Pleasant, who brought us all this coffee. See all these products here?
Yeah.
Love Bigby right here. Mission Road, North Mission, and Michigan Avenue right here. I've been drinking coffee with three shots of espresso straight, no cream. I'm jacked up right now. It's in the morning. Hold on. Big shout out to Matt. Stop off at Bigby, the one right here across from the Speedway gas station.
And it's got the Dairy Queen in
it, too.
I do
not have a Speedway card.
It's the Dairy Queen.
It's the Dairy Queen, yes.
Yes. So. I'm going to tell you, there's six coffee cups here in front of you, and I was wondering if there was any of them for me, but I guess not. So I was
You can take one. Have some water.
But you drank all of them.
Look, when we come back from break, we have a lot of loss. Should we tease the audience?
Sure.
Okay, big shout out to our friend Joy from Houghton Lake. Joy listens to the show on a regular basis.
Okay.
She's a great lady, although she's a Packers fan.
Yeah.
Joy's a Packers. But big shout out to Joy from Houghton Lake. We have a lot of other shout outs coming in the show.
Uh-huh.
But we have some updates from Lara regarding the MMFL application process.
Ooh, okay.
And boy, is it lengthy. Holy cow. We have a lot of other law here to get to.
It's a law show, so what do you know about that?
I don't know. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We're in studio this morning in the middle of the Mitten Black Diamond Mothership, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle. 7 days a week, now 8 days a week you're broadcasting.
Possibly nine, I've heard rumors.
And it might even be nine and a half.
Really?
Yeah. By the way,
yes.
Another big shout out to a good friend, Clark. He's the mayor of Omer, Clark.
Oh, okay.
Great guy, great family. Mad love to Clark from Omer. And my buddy Blue.
Okay.
Blue.
Okay,
yeah. Not, you know, the old guy Blue in the movie. What was that? With, it was the Blue.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the dog Blue.
No,
Blue
it was dog. The move old school.
Oh, okay.
Blue, my boy Blue. This guy, he's a young guy. He's a good dude. Big shout out to Blue. He listens every Sunday morning also.
Also, a big shout out to Studio CK in Cadillac. 5 days a week, they're open Tuesday through Saturday, located right next to the Veterans Affairs Full Service Salon. And Chelsea is the person we're saying hi to. Hi, Chelsea.
And make sure you support all the sponsors of this show.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the sponsors. We'll announce who they are a little later as you hear them during the commercials. And if you want to be a sponsor of the show, call the WUPS in Houghton Lake and Rock 105 and come aboard. We have a room for a couple more sponsors.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Craig is showing me some bananas on his phone there.
This is bananas.
That is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S, bananas.
Bananas. You had a question for me.
I do have a question. It actually has to do with law and with THC and stuff like that. Has the Medical Marijuana Licensing Board figured out what the THC and daily purchasing limits are going to be yet?
That's actually from a listener.
Oh, okay. Is it?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Who's that from right there?
That is from Rhonda. Rhonda in Mount Pleasant wanted to know about that.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Rhonda from Mount Pleasant wanted to know that.
Yeah.
Okay, good question. And her question was, has the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulations, the BMMR, as it's now referred to, have they decided on the THC and daily purchasing limits yet? Well, there was a meeting that took place October 16th. These are public meetings, and they do stream live, so make sure you go on LARA, the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs for the state of Michigan. And at the meeting, the board members did discuss these issues, but as of today's show, they have not yet come up with THC levels and purchasing limits for cardholders.
Oh, okay.
So that's important to know that. Now, here's something else, and this is everybody who's in the know knows about this.
Oh. What this is.
The state of Michigan is, I'm just saying, I worry that they're going to make it very difficult for the mom and pops, for the men and women who have fought the good fight at the grassroots level for all these decades. It's going to make it very difficult for these individuals to become entrepreneurs in this industry because they're going to be required to have so much money in an account somewhere or proof from a CPA that they have a certain amount of funds available in addition to everything else that's required. And there was some talk in regards to Class C licenses of 1,500 plants that you would have to show you had $500,000 somewhere stacked away.
Now, you know what? I've been a big proponent ever since I started doing this show with you that I thought for sure the big corporations who are going to get involved with every aspect of medical marijuana processing and that the mom and pops would be able to coincide peacefully, that your mom and pops would be in a smaller area. A bigger area like Detroit's going to have, you know, Philip Morris or whoever's getting involved in this. And when I heard that, I immediately went, oh, no.
Now, right now on Lara's website, there is an MMFL application document checklist that's currently listed on their website. Be sure to check it out. And the purpose, Craig and listeners, of this checklist is to provide information, obviously, to the public and potential medical marijuana facility licenses as to the types of documentations that may be needed for the application process December 15th. Obviously, you'll have an attorney. You'll get your application process going before the December 15th deadline. Also, I want to take a moment here, and I want to talk about some of the documents on this checklist, some of these pre-qualification documents that are required.
Okay.
But I have a very close friend. He's an attorney. Okay, everybody get a pen and pencil. You ready? I'm going to go slow. His name is Chris Aiello.
How do you spell his last name?
Okay, A-I-E-L-L-O. It's chrisaiello.com. Okay. Chris is an attorney. Chris and I grew up together.
All right.
We used to hang out together, went to college together, used to go dancing all over Macomb County from Spanky's and Premier Center to my place, the Ritz, Lenolte's. Chris is my guy. He's one of my guys.
All right.
Chris and I, we went to law school at the same time. We graduated at the same time. Chris is on all types of, he's a board member on all types of, state bar association boards for marijuana, cannabis.
Okay.
I'm going to give out his number. If you or someone you know is looking to get licensed and become, eligible, call Chris. He's one of them.
Answer your questions.
I've talked about all my other friends. There's a lot of great attorneys out there who I've talked about. Chris right now is my guy. 586 area code. 586-303-2211. Attorney Chris Aiello. 586-303-2211. Just look up chrisaiello.com. So we're talking about the application document checklist, Craig.
Yes.
And one of the things that is going to be required is a government-issued ID for every single person with ownership interest. That makes sense.
Pretty basic.
Here's something, attestations. The applicant's acknowledgement, agreement, and consent to do a background check.
Okay.
You're going to need type of things such as all your articles of incorporation. If you're a corporation, a certificate of good standing. You're going to need an approval to conduct business in the state of Michigan. If you have any trademarks or insignia documents, those have to be supplied. That's another issue because trademark is federal law. We've talked about this. So speak to a trademark attorney. Copies of bylaws and your resolutions. If you're a corporation and most of these entities applying for licenses, if they have attorneys, are going to have some form of corporation.
Sure.
They're going to be required to submit all this corporate documentation, which isn't that difficult. The ownership interest. There could be 5, 15, 20, 2 or 3 members of the corporation that are applying for the licenses. You're going to have to disclose who the owners are and how much interest, which will be disclosed in the corporate documents to begin with, but each affiliate and interested party has to be disclosed also. So everything has to be disclosed, period.
Well, does any of this really surprise you? I mean, this is all going to be regulated by the state heavily. None of this is a big shock.
And we're talking about the pre-qualification document checklist that's listed on LARA. You folks, look it up. The financial information, unbelievable. There's going to be a complete financial information questionnaire that's going to be required. A debt insolvency, bankruptcy actions, everything has to be presented. If you ever filed bankruptcy, you've been insolvent over the years, what type of debt do you have? There's going to be tax and tax compliance questions. You're going to have from a CPA, if you have any active bank statements or financial statements, tax returns for the past 3 years, W-2s for the past 3 years. Again, we're talking about a checklist in order to apply for one of these licenses under the Michigan Facilities Licensing Act, December 15th. Any tax liabilities that are due, copy of, again, bankruptcy orders. It just goes on and on. Copies of commercial licenses. Anything, just criminal history questionnaires, litigation, if you've ever been in litigation, divorce, they want to know everything. I mean, I'm just going to say it, it's over the top. I'm not sure I've ever heard of any other industry that's been regulated the way this is regulated. Well, and it provides so much help. I mean, they're just making it really difficult for people out there.
But it's talking about regulating an industry that technically is still an illegal product in the United States. So they are going to go way over the top, and they're going to, it's crazy. Look at some of this thing. They want to know about municipality information. They're going to want to know about business specifications. They're going to want to know about proof of financial responsibility, copy of insurance policies, copy of staffing plans, attestations. I mean, these things
Of staffing plans.
Yeah.
And also, and you just mentioned it, insurance.
Yeah.
There's two types of insurance that's required by statute. So, call your insurance provider, or if you have an attorney, and I'm referring everyone to Chris Aiello. Look, there's a lot of great attorneys. My friend Matt Abel, Bart Morris.
Sure.
I mean, I talk about Mike Camorn all the time. There's a lot of great attorneys I referred to over the course of this year. But Chris Aiello, I grew up with Chris, and he's just doing a great job, as the other attorneys are. There's a lot of great attorneys out there. But if you call my office, I'll refer you to one. By the way, also, I'm an attorney. I'm a criminal defense attorney.
Right.
Obviously, I do. People ask me all the time, well, what type of an attorney are you? I'm a criminal defense attorney. I specialize in anything and everything, drinking and driving.
Sure.
Possession cases, probation violations, misdemeanors, felonies, all the way to the top of the UP.
Restoration, things like that.
But I do work with attorneys who are the best at personal auto injury. If you're injured in an automobile, motorcycle, truck accident, if you're injured at work, not mainly work so much as in an automobile or vehicle.
Right.
If you know somebody, call my office, 989-772-6000. So I'm not just a criminal defense attorney. I work with John Marco, who used to work for Figer. John Marco is one of the top attorneys in the state. I'll put you in touch with his cell phone if you or someone you know is injured in an automobile, motorcycle, truck accident.
Right.
Give my office a call, and I'll put you literally in touch with him personally so you don't have to go through a secretary. I just wanted to state that because people call my office all the time. You know, when you talk on the show once in a while, what you do.
Right.
So, and I'm fired up thanks to Matt from Bigby Coffee here. I'm jacked up. Now,
yes, you are.
We have some more information that you're going to get to when we come back from break.
Yeah, we do have to take a break, but because there's a couple of things that I want to point out and ask questions to you about, because you know more about it than I do, but we got to take a break.
Who are we coming back with from break listening to?
That would be Genesis.
Land of Confusion.
Yeah.
Are you confused?
Not at all.
Do you like yellow bananas?
Not at all.
Let's go to break. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting hundreds and hundreds of thousands of watts strong and with stardust, space dust, because we're broadcasting, podcasting all over the universe, Craig Russell. So there's
not just the world.
There's stardust. Did you know that we have chemicals in our body that are found in outer space?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
Not at all.
So literally, if you believe that, we are part of stardust.
Here's what I would like to know.
Do you believe that?
On that asteroid that flew past the Earth a couple of weeks ago?
Never heard about it.
You didn't hear about this?
I'm glad I didn't hear about it.
There's an asteroid about 65 feet wide. They called it a house asteroid because it was as big as a house, and it flew within 27,000 miles of the United States.
Okay, that's scary.
It is, because it's like 1/8 of the distance to the moon is how close this. If an asteroid that size ever hit the Earth, we'd be screwed.
Wait a minute. I saw the movie Armageddon. If an asteroid ever gets that close, actor Bruce Willis is going to save us. Didn't you see the movie? So I'm not concerned, because just like either that, I'm just saying.
Did you sneak out and get more cappuccino?
I'm fired up. Oh. Hey, thanks for putting Walter White bobblehead back on.
That's who you should be for Halloween.
Walter White.
Should shave your head, grow a goatee, and put on this weird looking space suit thing. What is this thing he's wearing?
He's wearing a chemical suit because the show is about blue meth.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, in the state of Michigan, civil infraction, MIP, minor possession of alcohol consumption, will become a civil infraction beginning January. There was some information that was put out there that as of October 10th, I believe the date was, it was to take effect. It's been pushed back to the original date of January of 2018, where if you or someone you know is convicted of a minor in possession, it goes straight on your driving record, whereas right now you have the opportunity to hire an attorney such as myself and get a deferral so it doesn't go on any record. Now, everybody wanted to change, and it's changing for the worse.
Is that bad for you?
No, it's I'm indifferent.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's just, you know, becoming a civil infraction. I feel bad for all the parents out there whose car insurance is going to get jacked.
Especially in the state of Michigan. You know, did you see that whole bill? They were trying to lower the price of auto insurance because we have the we pay the most out of any state, and it's all going right.
There, you know,
they're not doing it.
Don't even get me started on it. I have a lot of friends in the insurance industry, so don't get me started in the insurance industry. But I will tell you this: that I think speaking of MIPs. You and I during break were talking about Torch Lake.
Oh, yeah.
That we had friends who have Torch Lake's a great place up there, Bel Air, Shanty Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Every July 4th, boy, the MIPs roll into Torch Lake.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Kid Rock's there all the time. He has a place up there. Did you hear about Kid Rock this week?
I love Kid Rock.
Kid Rock was going to run for Senate, and he came out and said that was just a big effing joke. He was not really running for Senate. It was a whole publicity stunt.
You know what?
He's not really.
I love Kid Rock.
Could you see him, Senator Kid Rock, Senator Bob Ritchie?
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't either. Hey, we were talking about this Lara stuff, the MMFL application document checklist that is on the Lara website that you can see. And we were talking about some of the things that people who are going to apply for
licensing,
medical marijuana licensing, as of December 15th, they can apply for it. Some of the things you're going to need. And some of these things, it really sounds like they're trying to push the mom and pops out. It really sounds like there's going to be a big corporate push because some of the money amounts that you're going to need, some of the documents you're going to need, there's no way in the world.
It really bums me out, breaks my heart because you and I have represented the moms, the pops, the men and women. There's so many caregivers out there who, you know, I worry that the caregiver is going to be phased out because once this goes wreck in the state of Michigan, as it is all over the country, it will go wreck. People say, when's it going wreck? 2 years, we're a rec state, 21 and over, hands down. Once it goes rec, what happens to the caregivers who provide all this medicine? I'm just saying.
That's the other part.
That's my concern for the people.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you might not know the answer to this. How many people in the state of Michigan currently hold a medical marijuana card to be able to purchase medical marijuana?
250, 60, 70,000
okay,
so and growing.
There's 10 million people who live in the state of Michigan. Now, of course, some of those are kids and some are elderly. But the overwhelming majority, if you say there's only 200 and how many thousand? 260,000?
Could be closer to 280, 300,000 cardholders. And by the way, not to interrupt you, but I always do, the state of Michigan, they say statistically, is going to be the largest cannabis-driven state after California in the country because of the population and whatnot.
There's 40-some million people in California.
And there's some really good growers here already. And my hope is that some of these men and women who have been growing for their patients get these job opportunities to work for some of these big corporations that are and smaller corporations. So I hope that the municipalities are at least in their ordinances, and some are, you know, putting in there that you should hire a certain amount of local men and women. But the only problem is there are a lot of untrained men and women at that level.
Right.
So I think what's going to happen is, from my understanding, is there's going to be a lot of men and women coming from out of state to train the locals who will then rise to the occasion.
But they'll also be working for these big companies too.
And Northern Michigan University is now has a class.
Yeah, that's right.
A cannabis class. Yeah. I want to see state jump. State's a big agricultural school.
Agreed.
Come on, go green. I'm a MSU law grad, you know, per DCL. How about Central, our school? Let's get
chips.
Look, instead of teaching these kids and giving them degrees that are useless, that they'll have no use for, teach them welding. Teach them how to grow cannabis, legal cannabis. I mean, let's change the curriculum around the state. Do you think that'll happen, Craig?
No.
No.
But you can keep talking about it if you'd like.
No, it's my pet peeve.
I know. I understand.
I mean, how many people we know, oh, go get a degree here. Go get a degree here. Do these schools know that those degrees aren't going to get them anywhere?
They're going to get them jobs at Jimmy John's.
No, it's going to get them a student loan debt.
Well, yeah, that too.
I'm just saying.
I know. Where I was going with all of this stuff is if there's 300,000 people in the state of Michigan that are marijuana cardholders who can get medical marijuana, the state would not be going through this big regulation of having all of this money. You said somewhere neighborhood of $500,000 that you would need to be have liquid assets to be able to, or how? What is it?
It was floating around over the last couple of weeks that you're going to have $500,000 of liquidity per a CPA or some other source just to apply for a Class C license. Now, in regards to some of the other licenses, there's been all kinds of fees and amounts floated around. But no matter what, you're still going to have a lot of cashola to get into the business. And here's the thing. If you're in some of the smaller jurisdictions, again, there's only the majority of the cardholders are not tucked away in a small town.
No.
So if you're opening up a business and you're planning and think it's going to be a gold mine, you're going to have to survive until it goes wreck. And then, even then, there's no guarantee.
But there's the thing. The government and the state government and this and Lara wouldn't be going to all these extremes for 300,000 people if they didn't think it wasn't going to go wreck in a couple of years, because then it's going to explode. Then there's going to be 5 million
people. The state of Michigan has no choice because the people, the majority of people in Michigan voted and want this. So they have to listen to us, the men and women who put them in office, because if they don't listen to us, guess what? They're going to get out of office. We're going to put somebody back in office who's going to listen to us.
Well, then that's what I think. I think they already have probably resigned themselves to the fact that it's going to go wreck and they're going to need to be able to handle the explosion of people who are going to want to buy legal marijuana. They're not going to be able to do it with mom and pops. They're just not going to be able to. That's why they're going with this company thing. I know it's terrible, but I think that's what the rationale of this is.
I want to see more municipalities opt into the law. There's still a lot of municipalities that are waiting.
It'll fall like dominoes, man.
Yeah.
You know it will.
Because,
then
you got to give credit to the like Kalkaska, Pinconning, Mount Pleasant is not the city of Mount Pleasant. Oh, people want Mount Pleasant bad, city.
Well, sure.
So I'm hoping that the mayor of Mount Pleasant and the commissioners do the right thing and opt in. Don't wait till the end of 2018.
I think
so. Nobody listens to this show but a few Amish. We got a couple of them. But if anybody does listen to this show, please tell the mayor of Mount Pleasant, Mayor Ling, please opt in. Don't wait till 2018. I'm just saying.
You know what? I'll tell you this much. Even the Amish, when they listen, they vote. They can.
Once we're allowed to grow hemp, you better believe the Amish are going to be growing hemp, by the way.
They're going to be involved with
it, too. You know who's coming back on the show?
Who is coming back on the
show? Okay, Sarah Barber.
Oh, yeah.
Of Cannabon Therapeutics.
Yep. That's Sarah, awesome.
She's coming back.
She just launched her new website.
She's coming on next week.
Is she going to be back next week?
I think so.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, great
good
guest.
Good
yeah.
for her, yes.
My good buddy Brandon McQueen's coming back.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Yeah. Brandon's a good guest. Always full of information, great advocate. And by the way, if anybody is interested in Taekwondo, Mount Pleasant Taekwondo is accepting new students. Yeah, so ages six and up. And Master McQueen is celebrating 40 years of instructing, and that's Brandon's cousin. So if you or someone you know is interested and you're six or older, it's great for disciplinary it's a great disciplinary activity. It teaches you so much
concentration,
health and mind over body.
Yep.
So it's actually Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Brandon is also instructing now for Brandon's doing, he's a great at Taekwondo. So, but we'll have Brandon on the show. I'll give out the number 989-506-6737. And Brandon will be on the show to talk about Taekwondo and everything going on in the state of cannabis.
There you go. Right on.
And coffee is galore here. We have a lot more law to get to here,
yes.
But we have another question from a listener.
Okay,
let me see where this one. This one is from St. Ignace.
Okay, wow.
Wow,
okay.
Wow. Over the bridge.
Yes, that's right.
Does Rock 105.95, it goes all the way to the tip of the UP.
Yeah, well, one of the towers is in Sheboygan, so right across the other side of the bridge. So, yeah, they totally get it.
Okay.
Yep.
This is appropriate for the top of the show today.
Okay.
The question is, once the state of Michigan goes wreck, will there still be men and women getting arrested for possession of marijuana and other criminal offenses related to marijuana?
Hmm.
I mean, I'm just summed up the question.
Right.
Well, of course. Because if it goes wreck, you have to be 21 and over. Just like alcohol.
For starters.
So if you're 19 and you're possessing cannabis, you're screwed.
Then you're going to be calling Todd L. Levitt.
But the question is, what if you're a cardholder? You see? So, yeah, there will always be, unfortunately, and this is a great question, unfortunately, there'll always be men and women breaking the law and doing things outside of the law. I don't recommend anyone break the law.
Especially once it gets regulated, there's going to be other restrictions and things like that. That easily makes a lot of sense.
Look, alcohol's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't drink and drive, but you could have a drink and still drive and it's legal.
Yeah.
Did you follow that?
I followed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
But you can.
Yeah, if you have a drink, if you're 21 and over and your blood alcohol, if you have half a drink, half a beer, glass of wine, and you're 21 and over, and your blood alcohol is 0.04, you can still legally get behind the wheel. Do I recommend it? No. But it doesn't mean you can't be charged with impaired.
Here's another one. Let's say you're driving one of those white cargo vans, and officer opens it up, and you've got bricks upon bricks upon bricks of marijuana. you're going to be in serious trouble. Even if it's legal, you won't be able to possess that much marijuana.
Well, first off, you're not going to be able to possess, if you're a licensed, the only person allowed to possess that much marijuana is going to be someone involved in transportation.
Right, exactly. I'm just saying if you're just a dude and you happen to be driving and you've got 15 kilo bricks of marijuana, you're going to be in trouble. You're not going to be able to possess that much.
No, not at all. No. I mean, right now it's 2.5 ounces.
Right, exactly. And what is
if you're a caregiver, you can possess 2.5 ounces per patient, including yourself.
But again, that's where you're saying, you know, there's going to still be, even when it goes rec and it's legal to have, you have to be over 21, you have to be a cardholder, it's going to be regulated, you're not going to be able to drive around with 15 bricks of marijuana in your back. You're still going to get arrested for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yep. More law to get to after the break.
A lot. We're going to finish this show. No, we're going to finish.
Strong?
Super strong. We're pumped up. We got a lot of coffee, cappuccino, espresso here.
You got a
from
lot of
Big
coffee.
B.
You got a
I'm
lot of
fired
coffee.
Up. What do you? Hey, by the way, before we go to break, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I got football games to watch, man.
Oh, you do?
Sunday football.
You know, at the NFL.
It's 45 and cloudy. It's not supposed to be a really nice day today.
NFL doesn't do it for me.
I know. But college games yesterday.
Only because I'm a college guy.
You know what's coming up Wednesday? What's Wednesday? I will tell you after the break.
I know what it is.
I will tell you after the break.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and coming back strong with Land of Confusion.
Remember the video for this song?
Oh, yeah. It was all like puppets. It was stuff. Reagan.
It was Reagan and Gorbachev, puppets, pushing the button, the whole nine yards.
I was a big fan of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Ronnie was a good person.
No, I loved Ronald Reagan.
Well, Nancy, I'll tell you.
Wait, who you want to play Ronald and Nancy? I don't know. Should we both play Ronald? Let me hear your Ronald imitation.
Well, Nancy, I don't know if I know where I'm going, but I know where I've been, on the back of a horse.
Well, Nancy, it's, how about John Wayne? Well, I'll tell you something, Greg Russell from the Morning Hustle. How's that?
Terrible?
How about Howard Cosell? This is Howard. How about Tom Brokaw?
This is Tom Brokenshaw.
Okay, I got a better one.
NBC News.
Okay, that's Craig. Now, here's Todd. This is Tom Brokaw from NBC News, and we're in studio with Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle and attorney Todd L. Levitt, who's doing a horrible impression of myself. I thought that was pretty good.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Howard Cosell speaking of sports.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I knew a pretty good Howard.
This is Howard Cosell coming. I think he's got more of a twang like
he
this.
Sometimes he has a little more of a nasally thing going on. That guy in that Central Michigan University football team is going to beat Western Michigan
Wednesday
to 14.
Yeah.
I was going to have it be really, really loud and then goes down next to nothing. That's what's coming up Wednesday is the CMU WMU game.
You know who does a great job, by the way?
Who does?
Totally ADD moment. I'm totally shifting gears here. A big shout out to all the court deputies at all the courthouses, especially Midland. No, I had a couple cases at Midland Court because I do cases in Midland.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, I want a big shout out to Deputy, you know, Sherry, Jason, Louie, Boss Louie.
Okay.
And Jimmy, who's, you know, great men and women keeping And everyone's safe there at the Midland Courthouse. They do a great job. You know, again, don't give these men and women a hard time because they ask you to take your belt off or you go through the metal detector. They're just doing their jobs. And you know what? They're keeping you safe. So if something goes off and they say, go back through, guess what? Go back through. And really pees me off is attorneys get upset. Look at, why would you get upset when, don't get upset with anyone who's doing his or her job.
Exactly.
That's all I want to say about that.
You know, if this was, if we could sum up that metaphor of this complete 180 that you did, we were talking about imitations in sports.
Yeah.
And then you went to that. This would be you getting pulled over for a complete 180 U-turn. Like right on mission. You are driving in the right lane and you do a big U-ey right over to the other right lane.
I'm upset, Craig. You know I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
Because for those just tuning in, I in the first segment I talked about the bananas I purchased last week. Beautiful yellow, greenish bananas, a little hard. I take them home. I walk away from the kitchen for no longer than 5 minutes. I come back. I'm not trying to be funny or make this up. Yeah, they already started turning on me.
I know.
They didn't. They looked nothing like the like they did in the grocery store.
Could be lighting.
No, it's not. I don't know if it's something on the way home. I smothered them or something like that, but I don't know. You know what, though? I do need some new windows and clear vision windows.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Midland. They do insulation, attic and roofing, clear vision windows. I'm going to be calling them for some new windows. So, I mean, have you ever...
No.
Awesome.
Yeah, and here's another thing, too. You know, we're thinking about redoing the studio, and we've got some knickknacks in here I think we're going to want to sell. Take them to the pawn shop.
Yeah, New Millennium pawn shop right there.
Yep.
No, they New Millennium, they have all kinds of hunting, you know, rifles, bows. New Millennium pawn shop right in Mount Pleasant.
This time of year.
Yeah.
That's right. Can we sell your gold fillings to them, too?
I don't have any gold fillings. Right. I need, you know, my teeth, I got to go to the dentist.
All right.
Absolutely. So... We're a law show.
Yes.
We've been pumped up all day today. After the show, you're going to watch football. I'm on my way to Harrison Power Sports.
Okay.
Yep. Love Harrison Power Sports up in Harrison. I got to talk to Emerson about getting my sled tuned up. You know, you can buy new sleds, have everything, boats, side-by-sides right now.
Won't be long.
Won't be long. So get up to Harrison Power Sports and Clark Modular Homes on M20. So if you want a modular home and you're driving through the area or you're in any part of Michigan, UP, anywhere.
They'll take it.
Check out Clark Modular Homes.
Yeah. They do a good job.
No, they do a great job.
And I just noticed, not only did I just notice that your shirt, part of your shirt and your hat match this banana yellow color you've got going on.
I'm wearing a cap right now.
I didn't understand. I didn't know that.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. And if you need to get a well drilled, Chad Malley Well Drilling is the guy.
The best.
That's right.
Chad's a good friend of mine, actually.
And speaking of...
Well drilled, Chad Malley Well Drilling,
and
hands down.
Other guests, when are we going to have Dr. Bob back on the show?
Dr. Bob, I need to reach out to Dr. Bob. If anyone out there knows Dr. Bob, tell him we love him. Denali Healthcare, he's all over the state, does a great job. Pain management. No better advocate than Dr. Bob, hands down.
There you go. Now you know more about the show.
Yep. Let's get back into the law.
Okay, sounds like a good idea.
We're going to finish a law show with some law.
What do you know about that?
It's a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. So this question, and this is, was asked during the week.
Okay.
When I was up in Grayling, I had court in Grayling.
All right.
I go to court in Grayling.
You go to court
and Cadillac.
Over.
Yeah, I love going to Cadillac, Grayling, court all over the place.
You go to the UP.
Love the UP.
Down to Mount Pleasant, across
Alger County, love it.
You know it.
We don't have time to talk, again, another ADD moment because we do have a law question to get to here. But they saw 30-plus foot waves, apparently, on Lake Superior.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
The rain, it was nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, back to the law question.
Okay, the question is, cannabis companies, is there going to be a point in time where they can advertise on the radio here, the Black Diamond radio stations, because it is federally regulated, the FCC, and obviously the feds still consider it illegal. So is that going to open up?
Well, I don't know. And I'll say this much, because other legal products that haven't been able to be advertised traditionally in the past few years, they've softened their expanse on that. You know, things like hard liquor, you never used to see radio or TV commercials for Johnny Walker or stuff like that. Now you see it all the time. It's pretty commonplace. But
isn't that a George Thorogood song, Johnny Walker? I love George Thorogood.
He did a song where he mentions all those.
Drinks. I Drink Alone.
Yeah, that's a song, I Drink Alone. But as far as, because if it's not a legal product, if it's not legal federally, it's a tough question. It's a tough question. I don't know if it would be. Part of me says it could be, because at some point, the states have to be able to govern themselves and things like that. And if it's
the feds, the federal law trumps. I'm not making a pun. I'm just saying federal law supersedes.
Yes, exactly.
State law.
I would say
the law, the United States Supreme Court is the law of the land. I think what's going to happen is though. Oh, you know what? There was some movement in our state house and Senate to ask for clarification in regards to allowing the states to control the classification of cannabis.
Okay.
So to remove that Schedule I authority from the federal government and let the states decide how it should be classified. There were some movements I read. I should look that stuff up. In the House, there were some House bills that were being introduced by a couple legislators to seek clarification, but that could be good or bad. We don't really want to rattle the tree too much there on the federal level.
I understand.
Because people already have enough anxiety that they're going to come into our state. And guess what? They're not coming into our state.
They're already here.
But no, my point is, they're not going to reverse what's already taken place in the state of Michigan, as they're nor will they across the country, because the people want it. They work for the people. The people in government need to be reminded time and time again that they work for us.
Yep.
We pay their payroll.
And we're the ones who voted them in office.
You would think otherwise.
Yeah, I know. The way
I'm just saying.
The way they act sometimes.
I mean, I'm not a Democrat.
I'm not a Republican.
Nor am I. What are we?
We're Americans.
We're Americans.
That's right.
We're not party affiliated. This is not a political show, but we advocate for the people on behalf of the people. That's what we do here every Sunday.
That's right.
With a twist of humor. So it sounded like a commercial.
It did sound like a commercial, but it was a good one.
Your beard is getting pretty thick.
You know, I'm getting ready for No Shave November.
Yeah.
Movember. Because I'm going to grow my mustache and my beard and everything, get ready.
I can't grow a beard.
I know. I
got too much hair on my head.
It grows too.
The hair grows one way on my head. I'm worried if I grow a beard, I'm going to lose it on the top of my head because it's going to come out this way
and
away from there.
I know we got to wrap things up. I did catch it.
Okay.
I completely caught it. I read a story a couple of days ago. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
You a meat eater?
Love meat.
You love meat?
Love vegetables too, though. I love the vegetables on a flat bed of plate,
but you
with the meat on top of it.
But you love meat.
Love meat. Love venison, actually.
They say that people who are more vegetarian or vegan have a better chance of losing their hair and going bald than people who eat a lot of meat, because there's proteins and there's oils in meat that help fortify your hair. And if you don't eat a lot of meat, you could lose your hair a lot quicker.
I love venison.
You be a meat. You're a meat eater.
Love meat. Love venison.
Did you go to Arby's and get that venison sandwich?
I did not, but did you hear that joke?
I did not.
They come out and they put it on the roof of your car or truck. I thought I heard that on 98.5.
No, it wasn't
in
me.
In the morning.
Maybe. No, it wasn't me. It might have been Steve-O or something
Big
like that.
Big shout out to Steve-O and Tammy
Thompson.
That's
right. Yeah, you were in the...
Tammy and Steve. I love seeing
you're
Tammy.
Here on Sunday when there's nothing going on.
Tammy and I had a great conversation about where she grew up, and my first girlfriend was from the same town.
There you go.
You know, and all that stuff. They didn't know each other.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Show's over.
It is... No.
Big show's
the
over.
Show is never over. But we're out of time.
We're out of time.
Isn't
that's
that what you would say?
I would think so. You're right. Yeah. The show never ends, but we're out of time.
All right. Well, we have to go.
That's right.
But if you missed any portion of the show,
you can get it on podcast, SoundCloud, Podbean,
iTunes,
Google Play.
Yeah.
Download that app. What is it called? The podcast app. That's right. Download that. Type in Todd L. Levitt. You'll get the show and you'll be able to hear it whenever, and wherever you are.
Let's get out of here. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not just a litigator. Greg Russell, take us out. I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malley Well Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder of Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, offering free estimates and easy financing, and New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant, paying top dollar for gold and silver.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.